Come forth, follow my voice. I'll guide you towards me, pup. No reason for walking slow or hesitating. Aren't you curious as to what you're chosen for? That's a good pup, ever obedient. Keep walking forward, deeper into the darkness. Your camp will still be there when you get back. They're all sleeping peacefully. They'll be none the wiser to your little midnight adventure, puppy. You keep being good for me and walking forward, moving your feet step by step, following my voice. Don't make any twists or turns on the path. When the road divides, keep walking forward. You don't need any diversions, no. I have great plans for you, pup. You're my chosen one. Things have been in motion that you didn't know about for years leading up to this very moment. We all have our parts to play, and this is yours. Are you nervous, pup? Good. I like that. You're going to keep walking ahead, like a man possessed, unable to stop your own two feet. It's like you're in a trance. Your body knows where to go, even if your mind isn't actively telling you what to do. That's my doing, pup. Your body is putting its trust in me and following my voice. Magic helps ease the way when you're a bit stubborn, though. Not that I mind that, pup. It's always more fun to train a misbehaving dog. Come on. Just a bit more. You're almost right at me. My voice ringing in your head. My words swimming around you. You can't escape. Even if you were to close your eyes and will yourself to stop moving, it wouldn't work. My magic would keep you moving towards me. It's like a tether, or maybe a leash is more appropriate since you're my puppy. Walking deeper into the cave, getting closer to me. Are you curious as to what you're going to find once you enter my lair, boy? Indeed, you are. What kind of a creature could have this kind of effect on you? This kind of charm? It's all so confusing for a little pup like yourself. Poor thing. I can feel how you're trying to get yourself to stop moving and it simply isn't working. My grip on you is too strong. It only strengthens the more you listen to me. You might be screaming that you want to go back, that something is off. But your body, it just doesn't want to listen. It needs to get closer to me. Walking step by step, guided by my magical leash. Such an obedient dog you are. I was correct in picking you out of the bunch. The others seemed like they would make this more difficult than it needs to be. But not you. You're going to keep walking deeper into this cave. You aren't taking any forks or diverting from the path. Walking deeper into the cave, following this voice. Not even sure what it's connected to. It's not important. What's important is getting you, and more specifically, getting this body to me. Just a bit further now, and I'll have you right where I want you. The only turn you're going to take is right here. Make a left if you want to meet me. Good puppy. Now keep moving forward. Follow the light at the end. That's where I am. Yeah. Keep moving just like that. Good boy. I know this seems dangerous. This seems like a trap. Your body is walking directly into it, and what are you going to do? Try to assume control, boy? That's not going to work. Not against me. You're going to enter into my lair just like you walked deeper into the cave. One step at a time. Nice and easy. Just look at you doing it right now. Being such a good puppy. You really are an obedient one. Following the plan to a T. Entering my domain and approaching me so confidently. As if you had a choice in the matter. Don't fret, pup. You're going to enjoy this. You're going to love what I have in store for you. I know you will. And you'll feel amazing afterwards, and you'll wonder why you were even afraid of me to begin with. That's how this always goes. After all, I'm not threatening to look at, am I? That's right. I'm not. So come closer, pup. There's no reason to be afraid. There's no reason to be nervous. Just keep walking towards me. That's it. That's a good boy. You know how to make a good impression, that's for sure, pup. Let me see that face of yours in the light. Step right here. Good, good. You're a very cute boy. Handsome, even. Your physique as well. You've been putting on some muscle while adventuring, haven't you? That's good. I need someone strong for the plan. You're going to make the perfect vessel for me, puppy. What? You're looking at me like you're confused or something. I wasn't bringing you here to kill you, pup. I'm not even going to hurt you. I just want a vessel. Something I can place a tiny part of myself inside and visit from time to time. Nothing serious. Nothing painful. Just something for me to exist on this plane in a much easier way. The process isn't even painful, pup. It involves some of these tentacles. That's all. Don't fret. You'll enjoy it. It'll feel good. Doesn't it kind of tickle against your arm, puppy? See? It's not so bad. It feels kind of nice, right? I told you. I don't want to hurt you. I wouldn't want to hurt the man I'm going to be taking as my vessel. I want you to enjoy your time with me. I'm not sure if you know this, but as soon as you came to me, I stopped controlling your body. You came towards me out of your own curiosity, boy. Sure, you thought you were under my control, but you could have stopped. You're intrigued by me, by this potential allyship. It could be quite beneficial to you. After all, there is a lot I can do. There's a lot I can help you with. I can give you power, magic, wealth, whatever you want, puppy. All you have to do is agree. I can't do this without your permission, pup. Wouldn't you like to know what else this tentacle can do? Aren't you curious to know what the ceremony involves if you're going to be my vessel? Or is this tease of tentacles enough for you to agree? What do you say, boy? Do you consent to being my vessel? Oh, good. I didn't want this to get difficult. I have a tentacle for every hole of yours, boy. Don't even have to undress you. I can snake a tentacle up each of your pant legs and find both of your needy little holes. All you have to do is open your mouth nice and wide for me. That's the only place left. So open up for me, puppy. Good boy. So obedient. Giving me permission to fuck you, to take you as part of myself. A tentacle resting on your tongue, one sliding in your cunt, the other sliding in your ass. You're stuffed so full, aren't you? I'm not even moving yet, pup. I'm just letting your body adjust, and you're already starting to whine. It feels that good being full, huh? I didn't expect you to enjoy this feeling that much. This is why you're perfect for this puppy. You were always meant to be my vessel, weren't you? Now I'm moving. That feels good, doesn't it? I bet it does, boy. It was so easy to slide my wet tentacles inside you, puppy. You didn't fight. You didn't protest. You let them wrap around your legs and enter both of your holes eagerly. Taking me so well. Yeah. The suckers grabbing at the walls, adding more pleasure for you. Running your tongue along the bottom of my tentacle, swallowing all the juice it produces. Oh, that's a good boy. A tentacle going deep inside your ass while the other goes down your throat. You agreed to this, puppy. You wanted my power. You want to be just a bit stronger than everyone else. This is the price you have to pay. Not that you mind. Not only does it feel amazing inside you, but you would have agreed to whatever I offered as long as it gave you more power, right? Of course you would. That's what dogs who are starving do. They're willing to do anything if it means they'll get a bite of what is dangled in front of them. Instead of eating food, it's taking my tentacles. It's making me come. Fuck. My essence is in my cum, puppy. Once I fuck you full, I'll be inside you. Forever. In your system. Working my way into your brain. Oh, and making a small part of myself right at home inside you. Oh, but that's okay because it feels good right now. Sucking on the tentacle like that's going to stop the moans from spilling out of you. Oh, when the tentacle in your cunt thrusts in, the one in your ass comes out and they just keep switching. Oh, fuck. Wouldn't want you to be empty at any point, boy. I just know that would make you upset. Oh, yes. You're feeling really good. Focusing on the pleasure starting to build as you're fucked. Another tentacle coming around to stroke your clit. I want to make sure you feel good too, pup. I want to make sure you come just like me. It's the way we solidify a contract for my kind. It's so much to take in at once. You don't know what to focus on. It feels so good you're having such a hard time thinking, a hard time focusing on anything except for me. And that's how it should be, puppy. Yeah, it should. Oh, that's it. Suck a bit harder for me. Take me a bit more in your mouth. Oh, yes, just like that. Good boy. That's a good puppy. I knew you could take it. Making me so proud with your mouth stretched around that tentacle. It's a good thing mouths can't gape, or else you'd be stuck like that for a bit. Oh, yes, taking me so well. Doing such a good job for me. You're starting to make me feel really good, puppy. Your ass is gripping me like some kind of vice. Trying to suck. trying to suck me back in every time I pull out slightly. I feel that good to you, don't I? Oh, look at you. Reduced to incoherent babbles and heavy breathing so quickly. I thought you would be able to last longer. I guess all that attention to your clit makes it hard for you to think. That's okay. At least you feel amazing, boy. Sliding my tentacles inside you felt like coming home. Oh, it did. This body feels right for me. You feel right for me. Oh, this all feels so good, doesn't it? Poor, pathetic pup. Can't even form words, can you? Can't say too much with your mouth stuffed full, huh? Oh, that's okay. I can do all the talking for us. You keep being a good boy and taking my tentacles, okay? Oh, a tentacle in every hole. Fucking you. Even when playing with your clit. No one would blame you for not being able to focus like this. Oh, my words are going in one ear and right out the other as you get closer. You didn't realize you could get this close this fast, did ya? That's okay, pup. I can do a lot of things with my magic. Used a bit to ease the way, to make this feel amazing for you. Aren't I so nice? That's right. It feels good to be stuffed so full, doesn't it? A tentacle stretching out all your holes, making me feel good with how tight and inviting they are. You're just so wet, puppy. It's sweet how badly you want me. How badly you want this boy. Oh, fuck. Out there, you're a fighter. You have a group of people that look to you for leadership, for guidance. You're the glue that holds them together. Little do they know what a tentacle slut you are. What do you think they would say if they saw you like this? All tangled up in these tentacles, moaning, thrusting, being fucked. Do you think they would be surprised to see their fearless leader behaving in such a lewd manner? Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I bet they would want to join. A handsome boy like you. Oh, it's hard to keep your hands or tentacles to yourself. You just feel so good. So pliant as I fuck you. Moaning and sucking like your life depends on it. You're amazing, puppy. Doing such a good job of taking me. Looks so fucking good doing it too. It's not even hard for you, is it? You're just doing what feels good as you get closer to your orgasm. As I play with your clit and fuck into your cunt. I'm getting close to. It's so nice that you have enough holes to take my tentacles like this. Don't have to hold back with my vessel, do I? I can give you whatever I want, and you're going to take it because it feels that good, aren't you? Oh, yes. Yes, you are. Oh, that's a good boy. Fuck. I can't. I can't even put together a string of words that would explain how fucking close I am. How fucking good you feel, puppy. Wrapped around me so tightly. And I know you're close too. Sucking desperately at that tentacle. Clenching around me and trying to make me come quicker. Even the tentacles stroking your clit is going faster, too. Is it too much for you, boy? It's too much for you, isn't it? Oh, then come for me. Come while I keep fucking you. Oh, yeah. It will feel so good to come while you're milking my tentacles, puppy. So come for me. Come for me so I can keep fucking you through your orgasm. No, just like that. Come on. Come on, puppy, do your job. Make me come. You feel that? You feel the magic transferring to you? Good. That's going to continue all night. When you wake up, that feeling won't be there, but I will. You won't ever be alone again, puppy. You'll always have me with you. After all, you are my vessel. Now, how about we get you back to camp? You wouldn't want anyone waking up and seeing you've gone on a midnight adventure. They might try to find you. And if they found you here, well, they might make a deal with me too. I know you want my power to yourself, so let's get you back to camp, okay? Good boy.